Back in May, end of May, I found a lump in my right breast, which I went to the doctor straight away, literally the day after I found it. They said to me they thought it was going to be like a hormonal lump because I was so young and it's very uncommon for it to be anything serious at this age. So they sent me home, said wait 2 weeks, come back if it's still there. So I was a bit, those 2 weeks were horrendous waiting. So I went back 2 weeks later, it was still there. She said, right, that's fine, we'll send you to the hospital, we'll just get checked over. Still adamant that there was nothing wrong, it was just going to be a cyst or a gristly fatty lump. So I went to the hospital, they done needle biopsy, mammogram, ultrasound, and then that's when they said that it didn't look good at all. And then sort of 10 days later, I went back for the results and I was diagnosed on the 11th of July with breast cancer.
How did that feel as, at that time, a 27-year-old woman being told you've got breast cancer?
It felt like the end of the world, to be honest. I didn't really know how I felt. It was very emotional, but it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
And I guess that then started off a process of going for treatment. So what happened to you next?
After that, it was then a case of being sick. I had to have an MRI where I'm so young and not all the tissue shows up on the mammogram. Surgery was on the 22nd of July. So it was taken out straight away. So that was really good. I've had a lot of complications over the last 2 months, but hey-ho, it's a bit of a roller coaster. I start my chemotherapy and I've got 6 sessions of chemotherapy, one every 3 weeks, and then onto radiotherapy after that.
So why did you decide to sort of get involved with Stand Up For Cancer and March For Cancer? Why did you feel that you wanted to actually kind of speak out?
Okay, so it all started first of all with me doing the Race For Life back in July in Portsmouth. I'd entered as for part of a bit of fun to start off with, and then obviously I got diagnosed, it then meant something to me. Raised a lot of money for that. And then when I got diagnosed, and I actually, the way I told everyone was on Facebook, which some people might agree with, some people might disagree with, but it actually opened a lot of people's eyes. I know my friends for sure never have checked. So I'm just doing it to raise awareness really for young people that it can happen in young people as well.
I mean, you say a lot of your friends were quite shocked and quite unaware. Do you think that's generally the case across the country, that younger people kind of think, well, it's not going to happen to me yet?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. A lot of people I've spoken to have been like, oh my God, you're so young. Like, it doesn't happen to young people. Well, it does. Cancer doesn't care about your age. It can happen to anybody, no matter how old you are. So it's just raising awareness for younger people.
So obviously awareness is a big part of it. What else are you hoping that, that these March for Cancer events are going to do?
I hope that it raises a lot of money to for the research. Because I saw on the telly the other day about them trying to raise a lot of money for to screen people earlier. Because obviously your mammograms don't start until you're 50 now. You know, I'm 27. If I didn't check myself, I probably wouldn't be here, you know. So it raising money to fund these researches and to get things started sooner so more lives can be saved.
I guess it's difficult. We nowadays, there are all sorts of charities and extremely worthwhile charities and people wanting our money and wanting us to give. Do you think having a big platform like this Stand Up For Cancer, where you've got celebrities involved and then you've got these marches all over the country, do we need something like that to kind of provoke people into giving money, do you think?
Definitely. I think we need something like this. I mean, Stand Up To Cancer is a brilliant way. I mean, it's fun. It's going to be entertaining, you know, and you're raising money for a great cause as well. I mean, obviously, all causes are fantastic. But, you know, particularly this one's very personal to me now, obviously, with my story and my case. But it's going to be fun. You know, you're going through Portsmouth. It's going to be brilliant fun. There's live entertainment. So, you know, why wouldn't people get involved? I'd urge everyone to.
And you talked about the importance of the fact that you checked yourself and at the moment the money isn't there to have the tests done on everyone your age. So what would be your message to people, you know, who are in perhaps their 20s and 30s?
It's all I can say to people is just check yourself once in a while. You know, it takes 5 minutes just to check yourself over. And if there's anything there that you don't feel feels right, go and get it checked and don't be scared because okay, you might not want to hear what comes at the end, but you know, it's for good if you do. Like me, I didn't want to go and get it checked, but I did, and I'm glad I did because my cancer is aggressive, and if I didn't check it, find it when I did, I probably wouldn't be in the situation I am now.